Well, a bill that was passed and signed into law during the 2010 Alabama legislative session was House Bill 561, a bill that deals with livestock care and handling standards. Alabama State Veterinarian Dr. Tony Frazier told me they are really pleased with the passage of this bill.
It allows agriculture and agricultural industries to have impact on deciding what is the definition of care and how to apply those standards to livestock so that their animals are properly cared for, but at the same time, the production side is not impeded by maybe well-meaning groups, but the responsibility will be upon agriculture groups to do that. And that's the science base with the use of land-grant universities, the Department of Agriculture, the colleges of veterinary medicine, and then input from commodity organizations like Cattlemen's and Alpha. Those folks will have input into developing the standards of care.
We all know there are continuing efforts by certain groups to make changes to animal agriculture as we know it, but Dr. Frazier said at the same time, the basis of this new law is the right thing to do.
It should be the responsibility of the producers themselves, arm in arm again with departments of agriculture who are regulatory, and then the science-based of the universities to put together the standards of care. Not some unrelated organization. It should be the responsibility of the producers and producer groups and allied industries.
And that's exactly what House Bill 561 does, as it's now law in Alabama. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.